We're now going to turn our focus to a movement of the past with relevance to our present. DSA, Democratic Socialists of America, Portland chapter, is set to host a movie night beginning Women's History Month. That's March 3rd. Made in LA is the film, and it is an Emmy Award-winning documentary film and will be shown on Sunday, March 3rd at the Clinton Street Theater, 7 p.m. to 9:30, as part of Portland's Democratic Socialists of America's Movie Night series. You can find information on that on Facebook. I would just do DSA Movie Night, and you'll get right there. Made in LA is, quote, a story about immigration, the power of unity, and the courage it takes to find your voice. Discussion panel will follow this 70-minute film. It's a $5 to $10 sliding scale donation, but no one will be turned away. You can get tickets online at the Facebook event site or at the door. Made in LA is directed by Spanish filmmaker Almudena Carrasado, and she attended UCLA's School of Theater, Film, and Television. In a 2009 article, Made in L.A., funded from all over, producer Robert Bahar writes, quote, Made in L.A. began when Almudena read a newspaper article about sweatshops in Los Angeles. It talked about deplorable conditions faced by immigrants working in some downtown garment factories, long hours, sub-minimum wage or no pay, and unsafe, unsanitary conditions. Shocked that this was happening in the U.S., she set out to make a short educational video that would expose these issues and would take about 5 months to complete, or so she thought. She approached Los Angeles's Garment Worker Center, then newly opened, and started spending time there, sometimes filming, often just talking with workers. She's speaking in her native Spanish. Being a woman and working alone, she gradually established trust. The workers had just launched a boycott campaign, and there was much to film. Over 5 years, our documentary Made in LA grew from a short educational video into a featured documentary that would premiere on PBS primetime series Point of View in 2007. Hundreds of educational and community screenings followed the broadcast. But Made in LA's journey really began in the living rooms and gardens of its core audience, individuals with a passion for social justice, fair trade, women's issues, labor, and immigrants' rights. They reached out to their communities and made this journey possible. That was Robert Bahar, producer of Made in LA. I want to mention also that the program organizers are DSA members Kara Hansen, Candy Herrera, and Keith Guthrie. They have all been involved in bringing this to a screen near you, Clinton Street Theater. I did ask member and union organizer for the Washington Teachers Union, Candy Herrera, to share her thoughts on Made in LA as a relevant teaching tool for some 12 years later from its initial release. The following is her response. The first thing that struck me in the beginning of the documentary was Maria Pineda's description of working in the garment industry, akin to the experience of many white ethnics working in sweatshops at the turn of the century. Particularly the recollection of working without breaks or food with doors locked, the latter of which provoked one of the biggest incidents of garment worker mass death, which was the Triangle Shirtwaist factory fire. Another reflection from the film is that the threat of deportation looms in the background, but never really made present. This is in stark contrast with the realities faced by immigrant activists in the present day, many of whom are being targeted and deported for their activism. As a formerly undocumented immigrant, I can attest that the fear of deportation never really goes away, but can only imagine the fear that modern-day activists are going through. We used to say that being outspoken and creating a support base as a result is actually what saves you from deportation. I don't know if that is truly the case anymore. In terms of building socialism, it's hard not to sound like I'm repeating tired tropes, but the fact of the matter is that we cannot build socialism unless we center the voices of the most oppressed in our organizing. This includes immigrant and most importantly, Black women on the margins of society and use them as a touchstone for how our movement is developing. These are the words of organizer and event organizer Candy Herrera. She liked to also share a quote from James Baldwin, which I agree really encapsulates where we stand today and what we need to do to bring about this better world. Quote, "If one really wishes to know how justice is administered in a country, one does not question the policemen, the lawyers or judges, or the protected members of the middle class. One goes to the unprotected, those precisely who need the law's protection most, and listen to their testimony. Ask any Mexican, any Puerto Rican, any Black man, any poor person. Ask the wretched how they fare in the halls of justice, and then you will know not whether or not the country is just, but whether or not it has any love for justice or any concept of it. It is certain in any case that ignorance allied with power is the most ferocious enemy justice can have." That's James Baldwin from No Name in the Street. This is Denise Morris. I want to just remind folks that I was talking about Made in LA, which will be showing at the Clinton Street Theater on March 3rd. You'll be able to get that information on Facebook, DSA Movie Night.